News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to Real Estate Today with Marielle Gavin and Matt G. Cross.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Mary.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Did you enjoy the drive-in through the wonderful winter wonderland?
No.
Why not?
Because it's awful.
Oh, well, you have a good car. I mean, you've got snow tires.
No, it wasn't a bad drive. I just hate winter.
Oh, we're still...
I don't like snow. I don't like the dreariness. I don't like the cold.
But it's so white and pretty.
It's... Nah.
No?
No.
All right.
I want to see life.
Green, you know? Green leaves.
Well, it's so depressing. Half the year is just a dismal wasteland of nothingness.
Wow. We have a wonderful guest this morning.
Yes.
She's a repeat guest.
Okay.
Jenny Snyder-Fogg from Black House Real Estate.
The guest of guests.
Yes. So she's going to talk with us about trends in home decorating, things that are going to help us sell our house when we're ready to do that versus things that aren't really going to add a lot of value to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'm sure will be about kitchen and kitchen cabinets, because she's passionate about kitchen cabinets.
It is a trend.
Especially upper cabinets.
Upper cabinets, yes. Yeah.
Well, should we update
the rates?
Mortgage rate?
Sure.
Yeah, so again, this is based on a national average,
mm-hmm.
and they dropped a tiny bit. So a 30-year fixed, if your credit score is 700 to 719,
mm-hmm.
and you're borrowing $300,000 with a 20% down payment, you're going to be right around 7.52.
Mm.
But locally, you're going to have a 6 in front of it if you've got credit in that range.
Nice.
If you were up to an 800 score, then you'd also have a 6 in front of it in the national.
Wow.
And for 30-year fixed FHA, you'd be at 6.94, and a VA would be 6.95. So we're getting very consistently, even on the national average scale, into the sixes in front of it.
It's slowly getting down there.
It is. And I'm very...
A
couple more months. Well, what do you think? When are we going to go with, like, the literal spring, like March 21st?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out when we get there.
I'm very much looking forward to whatever prize one earns when they get that number, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 6.0 would be the 30-year fixed on March 21st.
6.0?
Yeah.
March 1st?
Yeah.
March 1st
is kind of early. March 21st.
March 21st. Or if it doesn't happen by then, let's say like May.
Well, you know, May.
Because May is kind of springy.
Well, it's still springy.
Yeah.
It's still spring, right?
That's spring
until
in my heart.
Yeah. June 21st is the end of spring. So, you know, if it happens anywhere in there, I'll be okay. But if it's like the day of spring, first day of spring, that'd be...
It'd be nice.
Worth the price.
Yeah. But I feel like spring is kind of something that people slowly peruse into.
Yeah. Well, you know especially what I mean? Here where the April showers really are what bring the Mayflowers. There's no flowers.
And the Mayflowers bring pilgrims.
That's right. But that's a whole nother story for another day.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
It's the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's going on with mortgage rates.
Well.
And we're getting ready for the spring market.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to sell your house or you're even considering it, now's the time to call your favorite real estate agent. That would be me. Because it's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
To get your house ready and make sure that things are where you want them to be.
Because isn't this technically already the spring market, you said? January?
Yeah. We're here. We're already, it's time to start, you know, cleaning out those closets, packing up those boxes and getting that stuff out of there.
I got to get a dumpster.
Yes. I think that would be a good idea.
My God.
So speaking of getting your house ready.
Yes.
Let's bring Jenny in.
All right.
So Jenny Snyder-Fogg, owner, broker of Black House Real Estate in the Upper Valley in Lebanon. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. So people have been asking me. It's like, well, what can I do? What things that I'm already thinking that I want to do are going to be on trend so that I can get the most money for my house when I'm selling? And there are some trends that, you know, have been around for a long time. So I don't know if you still call them trends, like white kitchens, for example. Kitchens and bathrooms sell houses, or don't. So
yes.
What is it about the kitchens? Where are we going to be on trend? What should I do? What's worth the money and time? And what's not?
Well, thanks for having me, you guys.
It's always fun.
It is always fun listening to you. So what's on trend? So I think my advice to people is always have your house reflect you. I really feel strongly like people buy houses, and sometimes we have gone through different phases in this industry where people have bought houses and then wanted to make improvements of what would sell and improve it instead of what was reflective of who they were.
Mm-hmm.
So everything sells. For the right price, everything sells. So people should really take the time to understand what they want in their kitchens and their bathrooms and then kind of go from there. What is on trend, out with the old, in with the new kind of thing, I'm sad to say, white kitchens are going away.
What?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh,
why?
A lot of people are very happy about it. I hear more and more buyers say to me, thank God this kitchen is not all white.
I don't like white kitchens.
I love them. No, I'm so sad. But white stains.
Yeah.
White is very hard to keep clean and white.
Yeah.
I've worked with some buyers over the weekend who were so excited about a black and cherry kitchen that we saw that the first thing they said to me was, thank God this is not white.
Yeah.
My kitchen in Massachusetts was white and I hated it. Mm-hmm. And I only did it because that was the trend. So, again, my advice is be in tune with yourselves. I obviously like black. A little too much.
No such thing.
I agree. My husband would disagree. Mm. I mean, I would paint pretty much everything in my entire life black. Mm. And I like a little splash of color. But I essentially just like black. Black everything. Black appliances. Black kitchens. Black bathrooms. I think they're just beautiful. Mm. So everybody has inside of them what they really love and what they want to see. It's more about design than it is about what's on trend, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a kitchen where you really like to bake, you're going to have a very different kitchen than those who really like to just cook,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's a significant difference between being able to have a depth of your countertop for pastry rolling, for cookie cutting. Depth is really nice when you're rolling out things.
Right.
When you're cooking, depth isn't so much, you know, a requirement. Mm. It's more about how your appliances are located and how things are accessible off of your countertop,
mm-hmm.
whether you have cabinets above or open shelves.
Speaking of
open shelves.
I know that you are one of the early adopters, if not the developer, ripping off the upper cabinets and having open shelving. Where are we doing with that? Is that still popular, getting more popular?
It's getting less popular.
So what does that mean? Like, what is open shelving? So
let me describe it, because it's so lovely. Like, I had, in one of my units, I had a very contemporary industrial look of brackets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up with, I think it was called Tiger Wood. It was just beautiful. It had black like highlights and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I just had open shelves of, I'm only 5'2.5", so I can't reach very high.
Mm-hmm.
But I had open shelves that were easy for me to reach and looked nice and held all my black plates and all my black dishes, and everything looked nice.
So you can see everything.
Gotcha.
There's no doors hiding.
Well, yeah. I thought it was like cabinets.
No. So
below,
I always had very traditional cabinets, mm-hmm. whether it's shaker style or it's contemporary style or just a plain front style. I've always had lower cabinets and I like them. But the reason the trend has sort of hit its highlight and its peak is because overall, they're not great for storage.
Mm.
If you have to buy a lot of food, you have a big family, or you do a lot of entertaining.
And you don't have a separate pantry.
Yeah, and you don't
hide it away.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And in pantries, like, that's another whole discussion. But some of those trends, although they look sleek and nice and contemporary and cool, are not always conducive to a great, easily run household.
So right, especially for a big family.
Yeah, and so sort of kind of touching your finger on the pulse of all things kitchen, then when you look at the stainless steel appliances, stainless steel notoriously takes on your fingerprints,
right.
So you have to get the stainless steel that doesn't for people to be really happy with that stainless steel purchase.
Right.
And the same is true for the black stainless.
And that's kind of newer. Right?
It is.
And is that still, people are still looking for that? And
yeah, I think.
Is it going to add value to me to choose the black versus the fingerprintless stainless, color stainless?
I think both are probably very desired. So mm-hmm. it's just a personal taste at that point.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not white, right?
Right.
Like in your white kitchen, apparently it's out. I mean, I don't have white appliances in my house. I have black. Shocking.
Yeah, right. Shocking. No, I was surprised.
White cabinets, black appliances. Mm. I like that look. But I'm also getting ready to do a kitchen renovation myself. So it will be very interesting. I'm not easily swayed by others' opinions or thoughts. Mm. Just not. I know what I like. And I'm good with what I like. And I truly cannot impress upon people enough that you like this. This is you living in your house. This is your biggest investment. You should do what you like. So you should explore options. If you call us at Black House, we are happy to come over and give you design options and design ideas of what's on trend. Like what are, you know, putting... It was a big thing to put your appliances away in those little garages.
Yes.
They take up a lot of space. So that is no longer on point. A shelving unit to hold your appliances, a built-in, a custom built-in, is actually much more on point than putting things on your counter.
Right.
I personally, one of the first things I say to people when I'm listing their house or we're getting their house ready for listing is clean off countertops. I don't want to see anything on your countertop. Mm. And as their agent, I often clean off countertops. Like nothing should be in your sink. Nothing should be in on your countertops. Clean, sleek, nice, everyday items. I get it. You use your coffee pot every day. I get it. You use your knives. Like that's fine because it looks like it has a role on your counter.
Right.
And it's in the right position.
You mean the pile of bills?
Yes.
And things I shouldn't. Mm. That doesn't have a purpose on my counter.
Or like just, you know, random things like, oh, my water bottles I stick over here, or my wine bottles I stick over here, or my oils, you know, put them in those cabinets with a nice door. Right. Yeah, that's why you have them. Put those away because everybody uses them. We don't need to see them all stacked out. Other things, you know, to be looking towards are bathroom renovations. And there are lots of cool things. This is also true with the lighting in kitchens. But there's a lot of lighting, the LED lighting, under cabinet lighting, that you can buy online that is motion detected. Those are neat little pluses.
Features that people like.
So when you're
and they're
opening,
not even that expensive.
They're not. Like bathroom, you know, when you're opening the bathroom door, you can have that trigger so that the light turns on. It's a nice feature.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
People are really into spa-like bathrooms these days, which means that you have nice stones, warmer colors.
Teak woods.
Calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice tiles.
Right.
Really
and things
earthy.
Like steam showers and saunas. And those are a little bit more expensive. But is that going to add value to me? Am I going to get that back if I put those in?
So value is taken in so many different areas. Like, I do feel you get those things back. But I would be remiss if I didn't say it's so important to chat with local area advisors of real estate agencies because location is always going to be location. You're not going to up and change that.
Right.
So when you're looking at making investments into your property, you don't want to overimprove it for the area. Mm-hmm. If you overimprove it for the area, that's going to be a diminishing return on your investment. So yes, Mary, a steam shower or a sauna, like those things are awesome and great, and I would want them in my own house. But I also have to realize that my house in current markets also has a limit or it has a cap.
Sure. So this speaks to what you were saying earlier. You've got to think about what your needs are and what your goals are. Are you going to live here for 10, 15, 20 years?
Put in the sauna.
Yeah.
Put in the steam room. If this is your home and you need to make your home your own.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason for that. And it drove me crazy in the 2000s, I think it was. Maybe. It's been a long time. Where people were literally, I remember going to listing appointments where people were telling me they were going to redo their kitchen and redo their bath to sell their home.
Mm.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and they would. They would redo the kitchen and redo the bath for the sale. It blew my mind. But they did. They weren't doing it to enjoy it themselves. They were doing it for the future of the purchaser.
Right.
And so they went all these years dealing with that 1980s kitchen and that, you know, border of wallpaper that no one ever should have used. Sorry. And they redid those kitchens for the trend that was current in that sales period. And I always thought to myself, how sad is that? You did this kitchen for them and never for you. So
right, you didn't live in it.
Yeah,
enjoy
why?
It.
One of the questions I always ask, if I have a couple in a meeting, I always say to them, don't look at your partner, look at me and tell me what is the most important space, room, or area of the house that you're about to purchase for that partner of yours. And then they'll be a bit shocked and they'll say, my partner likes to cook. I think it's the kitchen. And they'll look back at the other person and they'll be nodding their head. Great. And then you ask the same question. They can't look at the other party. And you say the same thing and they'll say, oh, definitely they're looking for an office space that has a lot of sunshine or they have something else. Great. Well, I can find you the space. But I can't create you in this house. You have to create you in this house. And it's really important to be in tune with what you're looking for. And does this home reflect what you want to see happen in you?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So what about what I call like the luxurious comforts, like the higher end things? So in my imagination, that's like a 3-car garage and having the facility to be able to wash your car in your garage or a heated driveway so you never have to plow it.
Mary, I have a buyer for you. That would be me. Good. Where is this house?
Yeah. I mean, I know these things can be energy sucking, but nowadays we have solar and we have other alternative energy sources. So these would be great uses for these kinds of things.
They're lovely. I will say, like, there's a garage in Orford, New Hampshire that is highly coveted by me. I don't care for the house, but I love the garage. I actually contemplated buying it 15 years ago because of the garage.
Wow.
Like,
tell
us. So amazing. So it was like a shower stall when you walked in. It was humongous. It was 3 bays. There were no center columns. It was so amazing. It was lovely. It was concrete, everything. It was heated. Oh, amazing. But you could wash your car, vacuum your car. I mean, it was lovely.
Oh, is lovely.
And did it add value? It added value for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did it add value for everybody? No. So, So houses like that sometimes sit on the market. That's why I'm saying, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Make sure you're realizing and recognizing, how long am I going to be in this property? Do I want to totally renovate this property and then just sell it?
Yeah.
No, that's not a good use of your investment or your money, because markets change.
Right.
And although we've seen such a great explosion in the Upper Valley, we don't know where it's going. I don't have a crystal ball any more than anybody else does. And
all right, we're not inviting her back.
No.
We
no.
thought you had.
Sorry. Disappointed. But I do feel like it's really important to live your life in your home. These are really big investments.
Yeah.
I remember a time where we were telling people all the time as real estate agents, don't paint that wall bright purple. Don't do it.
But I heard from thespruce.com that dark purple is coming back big for 2024.
Sorry, I made a mistake. I should have said, don't paint your wall orange.
Yeah.
Oh, orange, too. No, no. Both colors are nice, and when you use them correctly on an accent wall, they're lovely, and I'm not disputing that. It's just when you paint the entire room dark purple, it can be a little harder to kind of visualize.
I was going to ask you about color and painting, because I know that in recent years, you know, houses have been selling so quickly that people haven't had to do this kind of touching up and sprucing and things like that. So what is your advice about color and accent walls and things like that that do sort of speak to the trend, but also freshen up a house?
So I am a big believer in freshening up. If you're expecting a buyer to walk into your house, I really want a freshly painted front door, even changing colors sometimes.
Like when, dark purple?
Yeah, actually, I went to a house a couple of weeks ago, and it was a very neutral house. And I said to the owners, you know, perhaps, don't shoot me, but perhaps bright pink, like the color of my phone case, or
like magenta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or like a deep purpley grape. And they were like, are you kidding? And I said, no, it will really make it pop. And when I take photos or I have photos done with the white snow and, you know, kind of the look, I said, it's going to be spectacular. And it is. So, you know, chat with us. Chat with us about those things, because mm-hmm. it is important to take those little extra measures and put them to use. Don't rip apart your kitchen. Just paint the wall, or right. just paint the cabinets, or just, you know, have some things updated and nice. If your stove doesn't work, replace it.
Yeah.
Like, don't just say it needs fixing. You know, we're going to start to see this. I think the housing trend will change. The buyers are stepping up a little more, asking for a little more. I'm seeing more building inspections mm-hmm. happen. I'm seeing buyers not jump immediately. They're seeing what else is coming on. So we're seeing a shift in the market. And that's personally very exciting, because all those buyers who have been out there not able to get in, this is going to give them a chance. And it actually makes me really happy for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about the modern farmhouse aesthetic trend? Do you think we're going to like see the peak of that and it'll go away?
I've heard that's
still rolling up the hill with
I've
that.
Kind of heard that's kind of shifting out. I've heard like the barn doors, like the...
Yes.
Yeah.
People have overdone. Yeah. I went to a house last year. I'm not kidding. Every single door in the house was a barn door.
Oh,
I was like,
my gosh.
Every single one.
Yeah.
From the laundry room to the pantry. I don't even know how. One time I had to like move a door forward and move it back in order to see the bathroom versus the pantry.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was like, wow.
Aren't they meant to be more like accent pieces as opposed to like the entire house?
Well, I thought they were really great when they were closets.
Mm.
Like, you know, because it changed the rail system for the closet space, where you had an interior hollow core slide.
Yeah.
Right? Those, or you had the louver door look, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the shutters on the side of your house that are now put on your doors in your bedroom.
Right.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this changed that aesthetic, which I thought was very nice. But I actually will say but I like clear things. So I like the clear glass doors that are both open. They both open kind of like French doors into a closet space.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I think that's a trend coming. You heard it here first.
Okay.
It is.
But wouldn't I be able to see like my cans or my clothes and things like that?
I would love that. I like to see everything.
Oh, okay.
But that's me. I don't like things hidden away, because I feel like you lose track of your clothes.
I mean, I guess it makes it look more open, I guess, too.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It frees it up. So, so when you start seeing this, Mary, when you're out on all your listing appointments.
Jenny said it first.
It's fine. Like on your farmhouse?
Yeah.
So I think that trend might be peaking out, but I will say, you know, in the Upper Valley, we have very old homes.
Mm.
Like, think about Newport. Think about Claremont. Think about Hanover and Lebanon. And even on the Vermont side, we have a lot of old homes. People coming in do not necessarily, like, a lot of, I don't know what age it is, but maybe 50 and below, do not have a lot of experience with a construction background, with a, you know, handy background. They're looking for a turnkey opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have? We have old homes.
No.
If you have an older home, it is my advice and opinion that you should be updating, and
right.
bringing that up, because it's attractive. Trust me, it's very attractive to these people coming in, but they need it to be turnkey. They need it to feel new and contemporary.
Right. And what about open concept? I mean, that's a challenge when you have some of these older homes, but it still seems to be what people are asking for, and that's been around for 20 years.
But, you know, for 20 years, people have been asking me for a farmhouse that's open concept.
Right.
I mean, right. Like, some of those things just never change. I like open concept, but I work with plenty of people, and so do you, where they say, I want cozy.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I have a separate space between, you know, when I'm cooking and my husband's listening to a football game. It makes me nuts. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But then I hear from other people saying, you know, I want to hear 60 minutes in the living room while I'm finishing.
I want to see what the kids are doing and while they're doing their homework and all of that kind of thing. Yeah.
Another trend that I've been reading about, although haven't been seeing it yet, is bigger windows
to sort of let more of the outside in and become part of the decor of the home. You know, seeing your garden, seeing your view. How do you feel about that? Is that
again,
on the way in?
I'm a contemporary person. So we have a mid-century modern house, and mid-century modern's appeal is that it's an outdoor-indoor living experience, and you're really inviting the outdoors in. So we have big windows. We have things like that. huge fan. My husband likes to cover them all up. So he's not a huge fan.
You mean
so,
the curtains?
Yeah, all those curtains.
Yeah, because curtains are coming back again. They went away for a while.
I liked them gone.
They are. I'm the same way, yeah. But I live with a vampire.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has to have that dark, yeah. dark, you know, yeah. shade, darkening
I
shades
curtains.
On curtains.
I don't like
I don't
them
like
either.
I just
like blinds. Yeah. I'm okay with blinds. I'm not a huge fan of blinds because they're so dusty.
Yeah.
And I don't like yeah. that. So if you have blinds, you should change them out like every, I don't know, 3 or 5 years.
Well, they also, yeah. I mean, like if you get like the wood ones, they slowly sag in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's annoying because it looks
cheap
awful.
Cheap ones do, Matt.
Okay. Well, I have cheap ones.
But what about those ones with the windows where they're actually inside the two pieces of glass?
Yeah,
they
see
never
those.
Get dusty.
They don't. Mm. I don't see those a lot. I
because
do
they're
like
expensive.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are. But if you're going to get into changing out your windows, why wouldn't you? They also have the ones where they're kind of not mirrored, but they're you can like push a button and they like
turn like opaque or something.
Yeah, like they glaze over so you can't see in. Like
yes.
It's
like the bathroom ones and like the
yeah. There's a couple of them that are very fancy.
Overall, what I hear you saying is that if you are planning to sell your house, do some sprucing up. Do some painting touch-up, get
Spiff.
Things clean. Right. But if you're in your home and you plan to live there, decorate it and improve it for the life that you personally want to live rather than only thinking about resale values. But I do Absolutely. Imagine there's some balance to that, too.
Agreed. And agreed. You don't want extremes. You can do something different or you can tell me forget it. But I'm going to highly encourage you to tone this down. Remember, people, when you do interesting in a little, and things a little too outside of the norm, those things reflect in your price and your offer. So sometimes hiring the painter to come in and redo things or not dull it down but kind of neutralize it, it will be reflected in your price.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. You be you. People should be themselves. But remember, when it's time to sell, like that's why you're hiring professional advisors like Mary. That's why you're calling her, because you want the most return on your investment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that laundry rooms have gone in and out as a trend. I think that's an interesting trend. Laundry rooms, some people like to make them really spectacular. It's very interesting.
Yes. I mean, you do spend a lot of time in the laundry room when you're the person in charge of laundry. But I saw one that was just a photograph put on Facebook. It literally looked like a high-end kitchen.
Yes.
With the cabinets and a beautiful farm sink. And I'm like, the question was, what do you think about this? It's over the top. It was too much. I didn't want to work in there.
You know one thing I really dislike is when people put washers and dryers in the kitchen.
Yes.
I don't like that at all.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Your clothes are going to be smelling like grease. I don't get it.
Well, it just seems weird to like put dirty clothes in the kitchen, like where you're trying to keep things clean.
Well, I mean, you're putting them right into the washer. I mean,
I know, but it's just weird to do laundry, like where you cook. It's just.
What about the bathroom? How do you feel about washers and dryers? Well,
I think
in the
that
bathroom?
Makes sense.
Okay, interesting.
Because that's where mine are.
I do enjoy a laundry room.
Yeah, I have my bathroom, and then I had a built-in like a closet with the washer and dryer in it with a door.
Right.
So it's in the bathroom, but it's its own.
Yeah,
thing.
I think that's nice.
It's beautiful. I love it.
All right.
I mean, wow.
So, Matt.
Yes.
Do you feel like you know more about what trends in home improvements are going to add value versus take value away or not add value to your home?
I think I have some good ideas now, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Jenny, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We really appreciate all your insights and advice. If people want to get in touch with Black House Real Estate and learn more and have us come down to help them figure out what they should do and maybe not do, where should they reach out to us?
Well, I think one place would be blackhousere.com.
Yes. And they could reach me directly at mary@blackhousere.com.
That's true.
Or call me on my cell phone, which is 954-648-0720. Or they could call us at the office. What's that number, Jenny?
603-678-8056. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps up this edition of Real Estate Today with Mary Algavine and Matt Cross. We will be back next Thursday at 8:30. In the meantime, if you'd like to listen to any of the previous podcasts of Real Estate Today with Mary Elgavine and Matt Cross. You can head over to Podbean and search for Real Estate Today with Mary Elgavine and Matt Cross. It's a mouthful. I'll talk to you next week with News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.